Major support for The Reading Life comes from Octavia Books, an independent New Orleans bookstore. Additional support comes from the University of Louisiana Lafayette Press and the Helles Foundation. Hello and welcome to The Reading Life, your weekly look at the Louisiana literary scene. I'm Susan Larson. This week I'll be talking with Kalamu Yassalam, editor of I Am New Orleans. 36 poets revisit Marcus Christian's definitive poem. We'll also have a reading from New Orleans poet Sonny Patterson. Kalamu Yassalam is a New Orleans educator, writer, poet, activist, filmmaker. The list goes on and on for this Renaissance man. Most recently, he edited New Orleans Griot, the Tom Dent Reader, which is this year's One Book, One New Orleans selection. And now he's back with the landmark anthology, I Am New Orleans, 36 Poets Revisit Marcus Christian's Definitive Poem. It's from the University of New Orleans and Runnegate Press, and it is a wonderful remembrance of Marcus Christian's great poem, as well as a look at some of the most exciting and talented poets working today. Kalamu Yassalam, welcome.
Thank you, and welcome to you. Susan, I'm saying welcome because we, and when I say we, I should specify writer in New Orleans, welcome having someone who cares about the literature and makes the extra step of sharing that caring with a broader audience. All of us owe you a big, fat welcome, what you do.
Well, thank you so much. I'll take it. So tell us about Marcus Christian and his original poem, which is 50 years old now. I wonder if you talk about your own experience with this poem, because you know so much about Marcus Christian, and you've been thinking about him for such a long time.
Well, I know about Tom Dent. Tom Dent introduced Marcus Christian, the person, to me. I had read Marcus Christian's classic poem about McDonald's Day in the anthology that was put together by Langston Hughes and Orna Bolton. And I did not know much about Marcus Christian. I just knew the poem was in the anthology and I'd read it. And many years later, when I came under the influence of Tom Dent, one of the things he did, Tom did, was bring me out to UNO to meet Marcus Christian. And I was suitably not impressed, overly impressed at the time, suitably because I was a youngster and I didn't know much.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just an elderly professor out there at UNO. So I said, okay, Tom. And of course, as the years went on, my reverence for both Tom and Marcus Christian grew and grew and grew. And once I reached my elder years, I realized that it's very important that we help young people recognize who they are through knowing who they were,
mm-hmm.
who their elders were, where they came from, and so forth and so on. And America is such a society today where the emphasis is on the now, and on the novels, the news, or whatever, following the admonition of Ezra Pound when he said, make it new.
Right.
That we often forget that we're also old. All of us. When a baby is born, they are a collection of the oldest elements of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And as they live, they take on newer aspects. But at birth, you're just a collection of all the old stuff that was there.
So true, so true.
And then your experiences are the new things that are added on. And so in a way, that's what I recognize, and that's why Marcus Christian became so important to me. And then as I delved further into his life, one of the things I found out is that he had a poetry column he did for the Louisiana Weekly newspaper. And in the column, he introduced so many other younger and lesser-known writers to the world through the newspaper.
It seems like a miracle those days, because there was poetry in the newspaper. You
right.
know, it's just, where has that gone? I mean.
Well, part of it had to do, I think, with the concept of the people of at the time and their celebration of things larger than the self.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think that's part of what was happening, that we celebrated those things that were larger than the individual. And when it came time to do this book that you're speaking about, I Am New Orleans, I decided that what I needed to do was carry on the work that Marcus Christian had started, and to which I was introduced by Tom Dent, my mentor. And so I'm just simply carrying on a tradition. That's what I'm doing. I'm not, there's nothing quote unquote new about this. When you read Marcus Christian and his life, when you look at Tom Dent and his life, then Kalamu is just in that tradition. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the work in that tradition, not to be looked at as something brand new.
So you reached out to these poets, and there are 36 poets in this book, and you think, well, that'd make a nice little book, 36 poems, but it's a big book. You know,
well,
there's a lot of long, good, epic poems here in response to Marcus Christian's own poem, which is, of course, at the beginning.
Right. And it's an epic poem. And what I did not do was tell people what to write. Say what you want to say about this town and encourage people to say whatever they had to say, to go on at length if they felt like it. I told you it could be a haiku, if you want it, or a five-page rant. I didn't care, as long as it was about New Orleans. That was the effort, to make it about New Orleans. And I must say, what is not obvious, what I didn't want to refer to, was that this was not the first time I was doing a book, a collection of poets about New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we did was called From a Bend in the River.
100 New Orleans Poets.
That's right. And what's interesting about that collection is that gathers poets in general from New Orleans, all ethnic groups and genders and what have you. And this book is specifically what Black poets think of New Orleans. So, you know, I just felt like what we have to do is as much as possible represent the broadness of our voice, but also give voice to the specificity of our voice.
Mm-hmm.
And all voices are not the same. So that I've done one book before, you know, From a Bend in the River, and now here comes another book that's completely different in that sense. But the overall guide is let people speak for themselves. Be democratic. Don't be autocratic.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Kalamu Yassalam, editor of I Am New Orleans. 36 poets revisit Marcus Christian's definitive poem. One of the poems that's in here that I think is one of my very favorite New Orleans poems is very, very long, and it's by Professor Arturo Pfister.
Yeah.
I'm so New Orleans. And that was probably a must-have for you from the very beginning.
Can't say that either. You know, Sister and I go back a long ways. Now, permit me a slight diversion. And I don't remember what year it is, so let me not lie. But shortly after the reopening of the Schomburg in its new facility in New York, the person who was head of the at the time contacted me and saying they were doing a Langston Hughes celebration and they would like me to participate along with other people. And I said, of course, you know, whatever you need me to do. Howard Dobson is his name. He was the head of the Schomburg at the time. And I was, you know, fully prepared to go wherever he wanted to go and so forth. And then he broke it down to me. They were doing a celebration of the Langston Hughes poem, I've Known River.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And each of the major rivers of the world that was mentioned in Langston Hughes' poem, they had someone. And at midnight of the same day, we were to spread some of the ashes of Langston Hughes in that river. And I was selected to do it here in New Orleans in the Mississippi River. And I, of course, called Sister and said, Sister, man, I got this project I got to do. Why don't you come with me? So at midnight, we down there in the lower Ninth Ward wading into the river to spread Langston Hughes' ashes in the river. So Sister and I go back, way back, and I told him, you know, come on, man, you one of the poets I want to be in this thing. I didn't tell him what to write. I didn't ask him, you know, make it about this, that, or the other. I said, it's just about New Orleans. What you like about New Orleans or hate about it or whatever. Do it. And he sent me that. And that's how it came about.
I can see y'all in the river on that night, I tell you. That is an amazing, amazing story. What is it like for you to edit an anthology like this? Did you turn anything down or were you always looking to make it more inclusive? Or, you know, what is that process? Did you get more than you could use?
That's an interesting question because I never thought of it that way. Like I said, I called some people, told them, saddle up, let's ride. And that was it.
And they rode. They rode with you.
And they did what they do. There are only two or three people in there that I don't know personally, but who were, you know, highly recommended. And I said, okay, let's see what they sent. And whatever they sent, that's what we went with. I'm not a good editor.
Don't say that. I have faith in you. You're a good enough editor. Come on now. But you managed to persuade people like former state poet laureate Brenda Marie Osby, Nii Osundari from here at the University of New Orleans. I mean, you got a lot of great, great writers in here.
Well, I know a lot of people.
Yep, you do.
Been up and down the alleyways, like I say, you know, a lot. And I know them in different ways. But I'm not an editor. I don't sit down with their work and say, we go back and forth about this, that, or the other poem, or would you do this, or would you do that rather than this? Or I don't do all that. You know, I just tell people what I'm working on and say, hey, you want to do it? Come on.
Well, read the end of your introduction for us about how we're saints and sinners here in New Orleans, which pretty much captures a lot of what's in this book.
Okay. I say, you've heard the phrase, saints and sinners. Well, we be both. We dance down wild streets, decked out in white chameleon Sunday clothes, or saunter stylishly leaning on a mahogany walking cane while sporting side pieces, pinions, turbans, and assorted other headgear. Greet our friends with a mutual kiss on both cheeks. Share and cool ourselves, waving hand fans with King's picture printed on them. Whether a high school marching band or some trumpet-led brass band, our pulsing music pushes us prancing and dancing on. That's the way we roll. Much of our art, a public aesthetic presented to our people profiling in our streets, especially Mardi Gras Indian feather tanning and proud stepping. It could even be perched and taped strolling on our last go round, heading to the great beyond. Describe our busy citizens and the way that we do our due, I challenge my fellow secretaries of the spirit. No restriction on genre or form, brief haiku or full-throated five-page rant, no matter. Pious tales or potty mouth screams. Just identify us who we be. Who's the pretty? We is. Tell the truth, and every little thing will be all right. That's it.
Mine ended with right on, read on.
Well, you know.
But every little thing going to be all right. Or those are the words we need to hear right now.
Right on, read on is the sign off on that.
Yep.
That's going to tell the truth. Every little thing will be all right. Right on, read on. Kalama Yasalam, October 2019, which is when I wrote that. I would just like to say, Susan, that the opportunity to read that out loud for an audience, that's the first time I've done that. I've never had that opportunity, and the book is about to come out. And what's interesting to me, what's really interesting, is that I'm not even interested in it anymore. I'm doing something else. I got three or four other things I'm doing.
You're always moving on to the next thing.
The next thing, you know. So don't ask me to repeat nothing, because I can't repeat it. All I can do is do what I do. You know, and if you had called and asked me and reminded me when you called, they reminded me of beforehand, I would tell people, to have that essay ready to read from it, I wouldn't have been able to do that, because that's not the way I think. I don't think backwards. I think forward. And we always got something new. And believe me, at the end of the year, we're going to drop Cosmic Jeopardy, 50 years of poetry writing.
All right.
But that's not the big project. In the beginning of next year, I've got a Precise Tenderness. That's a collection of haiku poetry that's going to be coming from Third World Press. I don't know exactly when, but it's going to be coming. But that's not the big project. The big project is Seeing Black, Photography in New Orleans, 1840 and beyond. New Orleans, it turns out, was one of two cities where photography was first presented in the United States of America. Turns out that Jules Léon, a free man of color born in France, domiciled in New Orleans, happened to be in France in 1839 when photography was developed, brought it here to New Orleans, and the rest is history. We have more black photographers in New Orleans than any other city. Garden Park is great, but there ain't that many people came from Kansas that were photographers. We got photographers for days, and that's one of the big projects I'm working on.
Oh, Kalama, that makes me so excited. You always leave everybody wanting more.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, it works, man.
That's the whole idea. Your food ain't no good if they're satisfied. But I want more.
All right, well, then I'll be glad to be seeing you soon.
You ain't doing no good cooking. If people don't want more, you didn't really do good cooking.
So true, so true.
You really good when they're full and they still want some more, and they say, can you wrap it up so I can take it home?
Yeah. Well, that's his book. You can wrap it up and take it home.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Kalama Yasalam, who is the editor of I Am New Orleans, 36 Poets Revisit Marcus Christian's Definitive Poem. There will be a Facebook Live event celebrating the publication of this new book with Sunny Patterson, Christina K. Robinson, and Marion Moore. They'll discuss the interminglings of blackness and poetry in a virtual panel moderated by Kalama Yasalam. That's Thursday, October 1st from 5 to 6. You can see it at UNO Press's Facebook page, where, of course, you need an account, or the YouTube channel, which is open access. The YouTube account channel is tinyurl.com/UNOPressYouTube. Listen up. Kalamu, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And once again, Susan, a big, big thank you for carrying it on, because without you, much of what we do would be unknown to the rest of the world.
Now let's hear from one of the poets included in I Am New Orleans. Sonny Patterson is one of the great voices in spoken word poetry. All you have to do is listen to her Wild Women TED Talk and you'll hear the genius and the beauty. Sonny, I'm so happy to have you with us. I wanted you to read your poem, My City Ain't For Sale, in I Am New Orleans.
All right. Not my potion or my spell. Not my crawfish or my crab, not my brass or my ass. Ain't none of it for sale. Not my cemetery or my temple, not my land or my love, not my Clarines or my huckabuck. Ain't none of it for sale. Oh, you peeping Toms and Sallys. You Wisconsins and Nebraskas, you thieves and tax collectors. Ain't nothing over here for sale. Not my theater or my park. Not my music or my art, not my soul or my heart. Ain't none of it for sale. You bandits and you communists. You dumpster divers and hoodlums, keep your eyes off my prize, because ain't nothing over here for sale. Not my shotgun or my cottage. Not my ballrooms, none of my houses. Now, if you ain't heard in the last announcement, ain't nothing over here for sale. Not my parang or my nanang. Not my auntie or my granny, my papa, not none of my family. I'm telling you, ain't nothing of mine for sale. Not my sinners or my saints. Not my coulds, not even my can'ts. Don't see the picture? Let me grab my paint. Make it pretty, pretty. Use proper language. Oh, there is nothing over here for sale. Not my culture or my crown. The city has had enough of you clowns. Want to build it up or keep me down or anything to make that sale? Now, you want me to give you all I got. You want my window and my pot. Now, Lord knows, it ain't a lot, oh, but it's mine. And it ain't for sale. I see you don't know me or my kind. My heritage, my history, my line, my dignity, my legacy, my pride. Oh, some things just ain't up for buying. So while you gentrify and you plot, while you calculate and allot, of all the things, put this one on top. Ain't nothing over here.
Oh, Sonny, that is one fierce poem.
Thank you.
So what does it feel like, you know? What was it like when Kalamu put out the call and you thought about what you wanted to give him, and now here comes this finished book that you're all a part of?
Well, I can say it was a question, but I didn't even think about it. It was, so here I am, New Orleans. Say, all right, I got you. Probably because, you know, being in the midst of it, we came back here after Katrina. I lived in Houston and then in Atlanta. And it was while I came back here for a production that we had here, I found out that my great-grandmother's house was being auctioned off. And we moved back, my family, my husband and my children, we moved back to buy the house back. And we did. We ended up eventually. We went in, I think we had like April 8th. We had to have everything, all of the money in to buy it by April 8th. And we went in maybe April 7th. I told my husband, I said, it doesn't matter. As long as we get in by April 8th, that's all that matters. And that's what we did.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't imagine. And the people, so when in the poem, it was people from a group from Nebraska who bought the property. And, you know, we had 3 years to redeem the property. And so I'm grateful for those 3 years.
Well, what's so much fun is that your voice is so strong and distinctive. And once you've heard it, you'll always read your words with that voice inside your head. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful gift that you've given to all of us. So we're really grateful. Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with New Orleans native and spoken word artist Sunny Patterson. Here's what's on tap in the literary life this week. Kalamu Yassalam, editor of I Am New Orleans, 36 Poets Revisit Marcus Christian's Definitive Poem, appears with contributors Sunny Patterson, Christina K. Robinson, and Marion Moore, who will discuss the interminglings of blackness and poetry in a virtual panel, Thursday, October 1st from 5 to 6. You can tune in at UNO Press's Facebook page, which requires an account, or their UNO Press YouTube channel, which is open access. The YouTube account channel is tinyurl.com/UNOPressYouTube. Editors of the Podunk Review, Maurice Ruffin, Nordette Adams, Emily Schott, Larry Wormington, and Tad Bartlett, will take part in a virtual happy hour on Facebook, Friday, October 2nd from 5 to 6. For more information, visit GardenDistrictBookshop.com. Major support for The Reading Life comes from Octavia Books. Additional support comes from the Hellas Foundation. The theme song for The Reading Life is by Matt Perrine and Sunflower City. The Reading Life is produced by George Ingmeyer and is a production of WWNO. You can listen to us anytime or subscribe to our podcast at WWNO.org. And you can email us at thereadinglife@WWNO.org.